This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead. Good morning and happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mornings with Matt, a Foul Ball area production designed to get you caught up on what happened over the weekend and get you ready for the week ahead. I'm Matthew Atkins, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to around the baseball world from this past weekend, starting off with a bit of injury news as the Oakland A's have placed third baseman Matt Chapman on the injured list. He will miss the rest of the season as he undergoes surgery for a torn right hip labrum. Chapman, a 2019 All-Star, was batting .232 with an .812 OPS, 10 home runs, and 22 RBIs this season for Oakland. The A's are expected to sign veteran infielder Jake Lamb to replace Chapman in the lineup. Lamb was designated for assignment by the Diamondbacks on Thursday, but the A's surely will miss Chapman's bat in the lineup for the rest of the season. Oakland is currently 29-17 on the year, and they are in first place in the American League West Division. However, missing Chapman for the rest of the season will hurt their chances at fending off the Houston Astros and making a deep postseason run this year. Albert Pujols of the Los Angeles Angels hit home run number 660 on Sunday, tying all-time great and Hall of Famer Willie Mays for fifth on the all-time home run list. Pujols now just trails Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Alex Rodriguez on that all-time home run list. The milestone home run came off of Colorado Rockies reliever Carlos Estevez in the eighth inning of Sunday's contest. Pujols has, of course, underperformed since coming to Los Angeles in 2012, but he is still one of the all-time greats, and in my personal opinion, a top 10 player of all time, possibly even top 5. Now, according to an MLB.com article put out yesterday evening, Pujols tends to have milestones come at the same time as other historic events around Major League Baseball, which leads us into our next topic. Chicago Cubs pitcher Alec Mills threw a no-hitter yesterday against the Milwaukee Brewers, the 16th no-hitter in Chicago Cubs franchise history. Mills and the Cubs beat the Brewers 12-0 in Milwaukee. It was just his 15th big league start. The 28-year-old Mills struck out 5 batters and walked 3. It was the first Cubs no-hitter since Jake Arrieta threw one in 2016, and the second in MLB this season. The White Sox Lucas Giolito threw a no-hitter earlier this year, marking the first time that both Chicago teams have had a no-hitter in the same season. Cubs manager David Ross also became the 11th person to both catch and manage a no-hitter. Ross was the catcher for Arrieta's no-hitter back in 2016. Mills is a former walk-on at Tennessee Martin, a small Division I school in the Ohio Valley Conference. Yesterday's outing was Mills' first complete game in his Major League career. Now, we're just 2 weeks away from the end of the 2020 Major League Baseball regular season, and there's a lot of playoff races that are still undecided. So for all your updates, stay right here at foulballarea.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Make sure you listen to the podcast every Wednesday and Friday, and tune into Mornings with Matt every Monday as we go over what's going on around Major League Baseball and which teams are going to end up in the postseason and make a run at a World Series title. That's going to do it for today's edition of Mornings with Matt. Make sure to tune in to Foul Ball Area on Wednesday as Trey Lyle joins me, and we'll take a deep dive into the topics of the day around Major League Baseball. Have a good week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Foul Ball Area podcast. Make sure to leave a review and a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they come out.